Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, October 23rd, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. With just a dozen days until the election that can make President Trump only the second Republican incumbent in more than a century not to win a second term, he went into Thursday night's debate trying to reverse his campaign's fortunes. But while he landed some rhetorical jabs, he also took as much as he dished out, even on friendly territory like policing in China. And his inability to break out of the Fox News echo chamber that has engulfed his campaign seemed to prevent him from scoring the type of performance that would substantially change the race. However, across Trump world, there were audible sighs of relief that, even if the debate did not present a game changer, it at least was not another disaster like the first debate. One Trump campaign advisor, reacting at the event's conclusion, told the Daily Beast that it was a, quote, complete 180 from Trump's overly aggressive performance from last month. A pro-Trump writer at the Wall Street Journal's opinion section published a convoluted column Thursday, asserting that newly released text messages proved that former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, was involved in an alleged pay-for-play scheme with his dad and a Chinese energy company. But just hours later, reporters from the Wall Street Journal published their own story that seemed to emphatically dismiss the opinion piece's conclusions. Both the journal's opinion section and Straight News operation published their dueling stories based on texts shared with the paper by Anthony Bobulinski, a businessman who was involved in a scuttled venture with Hunter Biden involving a Chinese oil company. In her opinion piece, Kim Strassel argued that the text showed that Hunter Biden, quote, was cashing in on the Biden name and that, quote, Joe Biden was involved in the plan. But according to the Wall Street Journal's own reporting, the text actually showed that Joe Biden had no role in the venture. You can add rogue landlords to the list of potentially sinister characters, along with far-right Proud Boys, Boogaloos, and militia members, looming over one of the most fraught elections in American history. 2 weeks before Election Day, voters in New York and Colorado received letters from their landlords. Democratic candidates were sure to raise taxes, the landlords warned, and it would be a shame if those candidates won and the landlords had to, say, jack up rent. The letters received by renters this week never explicitly threatened to raise rents if they vote Democratic. They just heavily imply it could happen. It's a probably legal tactic adding more pressure to a tinderbox of an election cycle. Residents of a Fort Morgan, Colorado trailer park received a letter on Monday saying that their rent would be frozen for 2 years if Trump is reelected over Joe Biden. I guess it goes to show just how much these landlords make. On the day that it reported more than 100 new COVID-19 cases, an Idaho health board ignored the pleas of medical experts and lifted a mask mandate that had been in place in Kootenai County since July. According to the Idaho Statesman, Panhandle Health District Commissioner Glenn Bailey moved to rescind the mask rule even as he admitted that it worked in slowing the spread of the deadly virus. Bailey said his problem with the mandate was that it, quote, restricts people's right of choice. Another commissioner, Alan Banks, went full COVID truther, saying that he thinks all the new cases being tallied are, quote, false positives. The decision came as the biggest hospital in the area revealed it is so flooded with patients, it had to reject a dozen transfers in the last week. A 64-year-old woman in St. Louis who fell over during a jog Sunday was allegedly robbed as she lay dying. The woman, whose name was not released, collapsed during a run near the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, and security footage shows her attempting to stand and use her phone before hitting the ground again. As she lay on the ground, a red Dodge Caravan pulled up next to her. A man could be seen exiting the vehicle, taking her phone, and driving off without making any attempt to help her. Police have made no arrests so far. In a new video posted just hours before Borat's subsequent movie film is set to premiere on Amazon Prime Video, Borat himself offered up a very sincere defense of Rudy Giuliani and the film to the uproar that occurred on Wednesday when news first broke about the new movie's climactic scene, in which Giuliani goes into a bedroom with the actress who plays Borat's daughter and pats her behind before reaching into his pants in a suggestive manner. Giuliani defended himself by claiming he was just tucking in his shirt after she removed his microphone. In the new video, Borat offered in his own defense, describing the incident as, quote, an innocent, sexy time encounter between a consenting man and my 15-year-old daughter. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.